and welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast. My name is Niall, and joining me tonight, today, tomorrow is Bulge.
Hello.
Hello. And we have a special guest of us tonight. What's wrong with that?
He's got the headgear on and everything, just in case he falls over and, you know.
Absolutely.
Bashes his brains out.
What? Special guest is here. Introduce yourself. Special guest.
What's your name and where'd you come from? Hiya, Scylla. My name's John and I'm from Somerset.
Hey!
I'm back for a little while.
Kid blind date.
Yeah.
You're back. You're in the sack. Yeah.
Isn't a real last name White?
Wouldn't have a clue.
Jamie, pull that up, whatever it is.
No.
Why the fucking hell you not main?
Why would she... I mean, it's not really much of a stage name, is it? To change...
Okay, let's move on.
That's wrong, then.
I think...
Name's not even Scylla.
Yeah. No, Priscilla. Priscilla Maria Veronica White.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Her husband's called Walter.
King Meth.
Kingpin.
Yes. We're back. Hello.
Hello. Goodbye.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello. Anyone there? Hello.
plug the Patreon. Boss, go. Straight from the off.
80.
Count them.
If you were to sign up to the fantastiche patron, you have the back catalogue of not one,
mm-mm,
not two,
mm-mm,
not three,
not really all of them, are we?
Not four, five, shit, I've lost count.
Start again.
80 old episodes.
The one we've just done, brilliant. Nearly an hour long.
And at least 6 minutes of very good of that hour.
That's generous.
Yeah.
6 minutes are bearable.
Trade
of that
Descriptions
hour.
Act, we on our ass. He said minutes, he clearly meant seconds.
We talk about your love life now.
I knew that was coming.
Ah,
hey! Far too soon.
Way! But no, seriously, 80 episodes is our back catalogue,
mm-hmm,
as of the one we've just recorded.
Yep.
You get access to our very, very active Discord, except for me, as in, like, I'm not active.
No, but you laugh react to some of the things I say.
Every so often I do, when I've got 5 minutes, I'll try and have a quick catch-up on there. But, yeah, it's been very active recently.
So, if you were to join the Discord, you will have access to things like Green Beef and ChatGPT.
Yes.
Who is making some utterly weird
deranged
and
stuff.
Fantastic, yeah. And, you know, he's... How he is able to create something in a straitjacket is unreal.
I don't know.
I'm sure he uses his tongue to operate the screen, though.
They are fucking brilliant.
His search history's got to be colourful.
Yeah. But that is fantastic.
His search history will be indictable in a minute, I expect.
You've got Henry, who's buying and selling everything he's ever bought or owned or lived and anything else in his
this
whole
life. This one's a keeper, a week later, gone.
Yeah, so that joke gets told over and over again.
Yeah.
And same goes for Benny.
Yeah, Benny, yeah.
Yes.
But it is, yeah, it is fantastic, the Discord. It is great, genuinely. And there's a lot of things that we kind of reference, or it's just nice. It just, rather than listening to us chat shit for an hour and a half, an hour, 2 hours, whatever, every fortnight, it just kind of keeps the ball rolling.
Yeah, you get to read us chatting shit.
You get to do that. And you get to join in on stuff. And sometimes there's things that we'll talk about in the Discord, which will then... we'll discuss on pod, or we'll discuss things on pod, which then gets discussed in the Discord. It's just fantastic. Worth it in itself, I think.
Yeah.
Plus, as John said, 80 previous episodes.
80.
For your listening pleasure.
Unreal, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely unreal.
And genuinely, because we can chat about anything, they are...
Risqué.
They're also, there's no... It's all, dare I say it, it's mainly killer, some filler.
Yeah.
Not all filler.
Yeah.
Like this. If you like this, genuinely, if you listen to us and you like this, you will really like our Patreon episodes.
Definitely.
And the Discord.
Yeah. There's... We kind of pride ourselves on being quite lighthearted anyway, mm-hmm, with the podcast, but the Patreon is another step.
Yeah.
It is very humorous. And even, you know, making jokes about very dark things, Niall.
Dark's the right word.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more of our personal life in there as well. Nothing too crazy, but just think there's certain things that we probably wouldn't say on this because it's open to the public.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit of a paywall. Yeah. And we feel like we are talking directly to our patrons. Anyone can just go, here, Mrs., I'm going to listen to this Lemonade Lifestyle or Demotive dinghy. Do you know what I mean? Anyone can do that and go...
Where was he from?
That's sort of Birmingham, Bradistan. They're all in there. Anyone can just listen to this, pick it up and go, what the hell, man? Whereas we kind of feel like we're talking to... I do, anyway. Feel like we're directly talking to our patrons.
Yes.
And there's not... There's a small enough group that it's nice.
Yeah, and we can reference everyone as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, definitely that.
Which is good.
So, you know. patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. The link is in the description of this episode and on all of our socials.
And...
What?
It would mean the world to us, genuinely.
Honestly, it means a lot when people sign up. We've got two brothers on there. I think they're brothers. The Barkers.
Ben, oh, yeah, Billy, yeah, ben, Ronnie ben, and... Oh,
Reggie.
Nope.
Oh. Very good. Yeah, we got a couple of brothers on there. We have a couple on there. But yeah, that's who I was referencing. That was the other couples are there.
Well, Benny and Maddie, maybe?
Well, Maddie's not really.
I think it meant me and Benny.
Well, yeah, that. You thruples as
yeah,
well then.
Yeah, thruples. Yeah. Some third wheelers, if you know. Soon she'll get the message. but honestly, just do yourself a favour. It's £3 a month.
Do us a favour as well.
And also, just point out, it's £3 a month. You get two episodes, probably, per £3.
Yeah.
So it's not like £3 per ep, or you get one episode a month. You get two episodes a month for your £3.
Top draw.
Top bombing. Less than a meal deal, as we keep saying.
Literally now.
It is now, even with the fucking VAT.
Exactly.
£3.85 for a meal deal.
Real.
Madness. Anyway, what's new? Probably not a lot, I reckon.
With me, genuinely, fuck all.
Some air escaping from tyres, that's about it,
again,
isn't it?
Again, yeah.
Again.
Yeah, so...
you're looking at some Ebolas, aren't you?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what to do, is the honest answer. The biggest problem is I don't like spending money, really.
Well, the problem is, to get wheels that would kind of be, not worth it, but fucking money.
Yeah.
Big money.
Even those bowlers, fucking £1,200.
Yeah.
Shit.
With no tyres, no fucking tuppermus sensors.
Yeah. Soon add up, won't it?
Mm.
And it's not worth getting, we can't get them refurbed because you might as well piss money down the drain.
I did find an company that does...
Who's she?
That does wheel... OE, genuine OE wheel swaps.
Oh, really?
So you send your... You get like-for-like refurbished version of your wheel.
Right.
And they were circa sort of £600.
Fucking hell.
Which I did think, could get them.
That's an option.
It is an option.
And surely they'll come with some level of warranty, I assume?
Well, ask Beth. What warranty can you give on a wheel?
Well, you can only guarantee it'll be straight until you drive it away, I guess.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing. I kind of meant like the milkiness and that sort of
oh,
shit.
I don't think they're diamond
cut.
No, they refurb them and powder coat them.
Nobody warrants just diamond cut unless it's like a new car and you go, I've had this 3 weeks and the lacquer's peeling off the wheels.
Yeah,
well, you did buy a Jaku, sir, so what did you expect?
Yeah, or a... What are they called?
Burn Komoda? Your driveway.
No, the other ones. Fucking... Oh, what are they?
Yeah, there's Burn Your Driveway, there's Mugger.
What's the one that looks like it says Odeon, but it doesn't?
Imoda.
Imoda.
Imodium.
Imodium. Komodo.
King Guts Ache.
You get a guts ache when you see the depreciation.
You get guts ache from your range anxiety.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even remember what the other one's called now. I'm sure it's got ever, the word ever in it.
Evergreen. Everest.
But anyway, some fucking white good shit.
Yep.
SUV litter.
Yeah. Why are they all weird names?
Because it's Chinese, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I suppose.
And that Jaku SUV thing is such a blatant rip-off of a Range Rover.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah. Here's a question. What's your thoughts on the Alde Ineos thing? Someone's going to need a poo shortly.
Somebody is. Going to have a turf out.
Lordy.
Turf out. I haven't had that in ages.
Turf out for a while either.
Bring back the oldies.
Yeah. Do you have an opinion? It's okay to not have one.
I mean, it's all right, I suppose. He's got B58 and a ZF-HP8 in it.
Does it have a B58?
I think it's got they got B58.
I have no idea. I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Ineos Grenadier.
Basically.
Oh, the Grenadier.
Yeah. I know it's BMW drivetrain.
They stopped making the Defender. Engine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's he called again? Owns Ratcliffe. Man United.
Jim Ratcliffe.
Yeah, he went, what a bloody good lady.
Well, he tried to buy the tooling off of Land Rover. Yeah. And they wouldn't sell it.
And they went, here, lover, we'd bloody live to you, but we can't make it no more, mate.
Yeah, he was going to buy the tooling and rejig it and make it so it could be produced now, but instead he just went, fuck it, we'll make our own then.
They went, yeah, of course you can, for billion, squillion, zillion dollars.
Land Rover wouldn't sell it to him. They went, no, because we can milk this further down the line.
No, we are not in financial trouble. We are in financial trouble.
No, we've got a rejigging of Jaguar coming up, which we think is going to land us a pretty penny.
I think you're fine.
We've done our research and it cannot backfire.
Yeah.
It is foolproof, Mr. Ratcliffe. Sir Ratcliffe. So, if you'd like to... Is the offer still on the table? We've sacked our designer man and now we need some money. Yeah.
But yes... I think it's B58 powered. I could be wrong.
Probably. It probably is. I mean, pretty much everything is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
King God's motor.
Yeah. Like, I know how silly it might sound, but if I could get away with having a new shape Supra, I would have one.
Yeah.
I know it's just the same as my car.
Yeah.
Basically.
Even down to the buttons inside it.
Yeah.
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 But they look fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. I think they look fucking brilliant.
That initially I thought was a bit grr. But now, actually, yeah, they are quite good looking, aren't they?
I think they look fantastic.
Pisses me off, right?
And this is... I know this is probably going to be a... Can't say things like that. But...
No, that's Niles'
thing. Old-shaped Supra, the Mark III or whichever...
Four.
Is the dullest looking fucking vehicle on
There is a thing I've seen.
Japanese
recently.
Stuff just look a bit.
It's so meh.
Do you know what it looks like?
The Mark III, actually, I think, was a better looking car than the Mark IV.
You would say that.
With the pop up headlights.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
The Mark III, I think, looked better than the Mark IV.
Yeah.
It looks like a light version. You know, when you can buy stuff, you can buy the Pro, which is all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
It just looks like the light.
Yeah.
It's got everything you kind of need. Lights and doors and wheels and things like that.
It's an iPhone SE.
Yeah, but it's got no bells or whistles or curves or angles.
Do you know, I'll even say the same about pretty much all Skylines as well.
Yeah.
They all look meh.
All our 33 Skylines are a bit...
Yeah. And
you'll
thing
know what
is,
I mean when I say this, but the R33 Skyline is the E36 of the Nissan world, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a bit like... There should be more going on here.
Yeah.
But there's not.
Yeah.
Unless you get...
Where's my arches? Where's my bonnet hump?
400R. They're quite special looking.
Yeah.
But they didn't make any of them, and they're a lot of fucking money.
I mean, the GTRs, obviously, not so much the 33 again, but the 34, obviously. The problem is, again, a non-GTR version of a Skyline looks a bit... Oh, I need the upgrade package.
Yeah.
Oh, I've not gone for the Pro, I've gone for the Lite.
Oh,
I've
got an SE.
32 GTR with the fat arches.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and the 34 GTR.
With the boxes on
it. Porsche 924 is the same as a 944. It's not, actually.
Yeah.
You're missing the bit that makes the car.
Yeah.
Those boxy arches, you're missing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might as well stick a VW badge on it.
I mean, a Vauxhall Nova's got box arches, for Christ's sake. And your Porsche doesn't. Soz.
Yeah, something about 50-50 weight distribution. I don't care. Where's your fucking arches?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. But then, like,
That's very gory for a second.
An RX-7. An RX-7, I still think, is a good-looking car.
It's the shape, I think.
The FD.
Silhouette.
Yes.
The FC was kind of all right, and yeah, the FB was a bit weird.
Yeah, the FB was weird. Mm. But yeah, the FD was nice.
You like an FD, don't you?
I do, yeah.
You're a Rec 7 boy.
Yeah.
He does like the loping idol, doesn't he?
I just... The biggest problem is that I genuinely... And I will say this gladly about a hell of a lot of cars. I would not spend the money on one.
No.
No.
Because I would get in it and go... Oh dear.
Honestly, the Japanese went, oh my god, have an amazing engine. Look good. Interior, no.
Yeah. Interior, where's them action men we met down earlier?
The inside doesn't matter. How much do you actually look at that?
A lot, actually.
97% of the time you're in the car. Yes,
Yeah, madness.
Yeah, so... Yeah. I say, might be.
How the hell? BMW making fantastic engines yet again.
But that new shape Supra, I don't care. I've seen so many of them now on the road, and I've seen Boggo standard ones, mm-hmm. and ones that people have put a Maxton kit on, and ones that. And I think that is a good looking car.
Yeah,
it really, really is.
Do you know what annoys me, car. Right? Is when people go, oh, BMW Supra, BMW Supra, BMW Supra.
Like that's a bad thing.
Like it's a bad thing, first and foremost. In a world where they're trying to electrify every fucking thing, are you seriously complaining that the new Supra has a 3-litre straight-six turbo, are you? Are you complaining at that?
That is proven to be very buildable.
Yeah. Oh, you can even see where they're taking the BMW badge off them, but it's... And?
Yeah.
It was a fly. Oh my
goodness, this is the first company that's ever done this.
The biggest crime they've done is take the BMW badge off.
Literally.
Wouldn't make any fucking sense anyway, but still, leave it fucking on.
Yeah.
Mental. Also, I know I'm biased, but BMW have consistently made utterly fantastic engines from the 1970s to the very day we talk now. You cannot, there's no other manufacturer that's done that.
Well, I mean, they haven't all been brilliant.
M/N47.
You say M?
M/N47.
M47 wasn't that bad, was it?
A bit timing chainy. Not as bad as an N47, admittedly. Dang.
Do you follow the Car Collective?
Yes.
The garage that does... They had a X6M diesel one,
mm-hmm.
triple turbo.
Or the M50D or the M60D or whatever it's called.
Whatever it is.
Aren't they quad turbo?
Yes, it was quad. Yeah, quad
turbo. That sounds cheap to fix.
Oh.
You don't need to fix them.
Man alive.
They just keep going. Anyway, let's move on.
You should have fucking seen... If listeners as well, if you don't follow them, find them on YouTube, whatever you want to do. They're called the Car Collective.
Oh! And that's the one with the...
Black
Jam. Yeah, no. Engine mount.
Oh, well, engine mount's one of them, but it comes in with one dead actuator on the turbos.
Yeah.
And they end up taking the engine out 3 times.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Because the turbos... you can't repair the actuators. And you then have to buy all of the turbos. Because it's all on mount... Two turbos on each manifold.
Yeah.
Right, that one might be a dud. I'll give you that.
But yeah, there's another one they had as well, where it come in...
Somebody's revving it and hold engines.
Yes, because...
Hold on,
He's trying to come out of the fucking engine bay, and he's like, oh, I think he's got bigger problems. So they're looking down, they're going, it's just a rubber mount, it'll have ripped, or the hydraulic bit will have failed, or something, and they're going, oh, it's so much worse than he thought it was going to be. It snapped the bolts into the engine.
Ooh. Yeah.
It was like, they were snapped off flush with the engine. It's like in the block. It's like, engine's coming out. Whatever's going on, the engine's coming out.
It's mental. Fuck. Absolutely fucking unreal. You know? But it is very difficult because as any company, any artist, anything can proclaim, They can't all be hits.
No, well, that is no, it. They can't. No,
look at us, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, one out of 100.
Mostly filler, sometimes killer.
Yeah, honestly, one or two out of all the episodes we've done have been good. So,
good luck. You know.
They can't all be hits. So,
No. And but yeah, this is the thing. And yeah, like I say, might be a controversial statement. Don't like a Mark IV Supra. You can do whatever the fuck you want to it. I will appreciate it.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong. At the point, point you see those videos online where somebody has built a thousand horsepower. Fucking 2JZ, no shit, etc. And it goes, and it flips. You know, oh, fucking yes, all the fucking fire, everything. Yeah. But I would be the same about pretty much anything like that.
I think
you can have 1,000 horsepower Corvette, and I will go, yeah. God, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And you can have 1,000 horsepower Civic Type R, and I'll go, yeah,
gee. Yeah, why?
Yeah, and that's the thing, but
1,000 horsepower still only makes 150 foot-pounds.
Yeah, the whole like fanboyism towards a Mark IV Supra, truthfully, I don't get it.
Well, the thing is, 1994 was a long time ago.
It was,
as well.
yeah,
very long time ago.
Yeah, you know. and this is the thing as well, is that I am biased, and I'll be the first. We're all biased. We've all got car brands that we love, but
I think I'm quite subtle with the ones.
I'm not going to go and buy a 1994 Porsche. I'm not. It's a 993, and I don't really like a 993.
Not even a GT2.
Not really.
You don't like it?
It's okay.
Fair enough.
It's okay. It's just not. It's not me. It's not.
They're also millions of pounds.
So that as well. Kind of irrelevant. Yeah.
I tell you what I find odd is. Cars in the 90s are either like the good old days, or you look back and go, litter.
Yes.
Do you mean there's no in between?
Yeah.
Because I know you're very. What?
Cars in the 90s, litter.
I wholeheartedly agree. It's the E36
that nobody wants. The E36 is too short.
Litter,
scrap,
fucking. No,
you know what I mean. There's some stuff from the 90s. You think,
cool.
And there's other stuff you think, eesh.
Yeah.
Any Porsche, I think from the. I can't think of a single Porsche from the 90s that I think, yeah.
No, 993, 996. I'm like, meh. I'd have a 996 GT3.
Yeah.
But then realistically, I would go GT3. Yeah. And then a 997 GT3 would park beside me, and I go.
Fuck.
Oh, Lordy.
That's way nicer.
Should have had one of them.
That's way nicer.
Should have worked a bit harder and had one of them.
Yeah. I tell you what I find odd as well is we give cars a hard time at the minute for being very unreliable because they've become very complicated because of emissions and all of this sort of jazz. But cars are still hitting miles that they never would have hit before.
That's because the bodies have fallen off of them before they got anywhere near
it. A lot of the time, yeah.
Yeah, there is that. But it's difficult because stuff is.
But we've been through this before, though. I think.
Don't tell them we're recycling old material, but it's all we've got.
Gah. I think peak car was late 90s, early 2000s.
No.
Yeah. In terms of reliability and all that sort of shit, how many Mark IV Golf platform cars are there running around with diesel engines?
Many.
On 250,000+ miles?
Many.
Most of them now. You can't really find any low mileage ones.
Nope.
And they'll keep going as long as you change the oil every so often and put diesel in it.
What, in the engine?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I didn't need to come out right.
No, I still think that was kind of, in terms of longevity, I think that was probably, I mean, a lot of those Japanese boxes, like a Toyota Carina, if the body hadn't fallen off it, it'd still be going.
Yeah,
now.
100%.
Still be going now. If you go to a warmer country and a Toyota Carina E from 1994, and it hadn't rocked.
It's still the first crank of the key.
Like barely half a crank, and it's going.
It won.
You know, chuck a timing belt on it every so often. Service it every so often. It'd still be going now.
Same as old Volvos. They're exactly the same. Mm. Just fucking turn the key. Boom. There you go. Straight away.
Yeah. They would.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think in terms of that, in terms of being interesting, no, maybe not.
They dipped in interestingness, I think.
I mean, Mark IV Golf. Mark IV Golf is a vanilla car, if ever there was one.
Yes.
Just.
I said it last time.
So dull but dependable.
Mark
III. No.
Now Mark IIIs, the bodies all fell off them. Yeah, and they weren't built properly.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. And they weren't built properly. I had a Mark III, it was terrible. Well, I had a Mark II, got into a Mark III and went, this is fucking awful. And then it broke a lot, so I got rid of it.
Interiors as well. 80s interiors were solid.
Yeah.
And then in the 90s.
And this is the thing, like I was saying, like I was saying about that era of Porsche. Porsche cars,
yeah.
I wouldn't have one. I don't like a 993 enough, mm-hmm. and I don't like a 996 enough. I would have a 964, yeah. and I would have a 997. Yeah. You know, I would go either side of those.
Like a G-body 911, it was a mishmash of different Volkswagen Group bits and their own bits.
Yeah.
But absolutely solid.
Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely solid. And then obviously 993... was a bit like that still, and then 996 went to plastic fantastic, and then it got it.
Yeah,
the 996 nearly crippled him, didn't it?
It did. It's only the Boxster that come along.
The Boxster
and the Cayenne.
That's it. Saved that company.
Did. Absolutely. Yeah. Cayenne Man. More so.
I'm just trying to think what car saved BMW. I don't think. Weird. I don't think they've ever needed saving, actually.
They probably do now. You've seen what they're currently selling.
Oh,
yeah, well, we ignore that.
They are hideous.
Bad, isn't it?
BMW died with the angel eye. I stand by it now.
Yeah. I will stand
Snake
by that.
Snake eye? No, thank you.
No.
No.
All right, they've been using the fucking angel eye since the late 90s.
Yeah.
But it worked.
E46, E39 was peak BMW. I think.
E39, E46.
That era, I think, was when they were new. Yeah. Granted...
Maybe when they were new, yeah.
Time
My
hasn't been
is,
that kind to...
I don't like E46s.
I do.
I have an E46 M3.
I need to preface that. E46 M3, E39 M5 were peak BMW.
Yeah.
I think.
I think... this is the problem with me, especially when it comes
like
to BMWs.
Like, they look proper.
Yeah.
There's some proper engineering in there.
But I think it's when they made the transition around the turn of the millennia, when they facelifted everything... That's when it was... It's a facelifted 39.
Yeah.
Lordy. It's very subtle changes, but lordy.
Yeah.
Same with the 46. A pre-facelift 46 is a bit dated.
Yeah.
Same as a pre-facelift 39. Dated. Facelift just modernised it enough.
Just a bit.
Just, yeah. Just enough that it's still today cool.
I mean, honestly, that E39 of Benny's, that touring, was fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It really was.
In Imola
gorgeous.
Red.
Yeah. Imola.
Imola. You still say Dakar wrong, by the way. I've been meaning to have this out with you.
What, Dakar?
Yeah. You've fucking done this last time. At the start of the episode, you said...
Goof.
You said Dakar.
F.
You can fucking talk
F
again.
F40.
How's it spout?
Tell me I'm wrong.
Tell me I'm wrong. No, don't.
You're wrong.
F.
I can't. The episode's only an hour and a half long. We haven't got time for this.
Going to go play Goof in his Volvo.
I'll tell you the worst one, because it's a double whammy, is fault code.
Fault code.
I say fault code. Fucking does my head in.
Brilliant.
I even annoy myself. That's how you're. I'm so annoying. I annoy myself. Let's move on. What the fucking hell you mean was I saying?
Well, I was talking about 39. Oh, Dakar or something.
Yes. At the start of the episode, you went, oh yeah, Dakar, and I went, what? And you went, Dakar, Niall, and I was like, do you mean Dakar? And you went, no. And then later on in the episode, you said Dakar, and it wasn't until I listened back to it, I was like, this motherfucker. And then I said to you, oh, you say Dakar wrong, by the way. Do you mean Dakar? Yes, I fucking do mean Dakar, because you said Dakar and made me look like an idiot for saying it wrong.
Look like an idiot.
Act and be. What were we just talking about me being wrong all the time? Anywho.
Now, I think, E39, E46 M cars were...
Yes.
Peak. It took a little bit of a dip with the E60 until they facelifted it and it aged a little bit.
The facelift done very little.
Yeah.
As far as...
I think the key difference on the E60 is it needs to be a sport.
Yeah.
The SE is horrible.
And in my opinion, it needs to be a touring.
Yes. The touring is better looking, I think.
I think it is. I think it's much better looking. For me.
Mechanically compromised, maybe. Electrically compromised, but I tell you better looking.
I tell you what car is ugly as a saloon, but very pretty as E90? A estate. Nope.
No, I can't even.
Is an A6. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
C5?
Yeah,
nah.
What the fucking hell are they doing with those rear lights? Like a fly. Yeah, nah. Fucking fly's eyes for rear lights.
I'm yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
But then you think about Audi as well. B5 RS4, hell of a good looking car.
Yeah, and glorious sounding car.
Yeah.
Cheap, aren't they?
Yeah, no. Even the S4 ain't cheap anymore.
No.
RS6 was a bit more challenging. C6 RS6 is quite nice, but the engine's got to come out for everything.
Everything.
Mm. I got a brake light out. Engine out.
Engine out, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the rear wiper is just a bit squeaky. Like, engine out, boy.
While you're in there, do both turbos, both fucking tandem pumps, both everything.
We've done them last week. Nope.
We did them last week when you put air in my tyres. Engine out, boy.
I'd like to tax this car. The engine's got to come out. What? Change a keeper. Engine out.
What was peak Mercedes then? Because anything from 1990 on is basically a fucking rust bucket. Yeah. And then it became really complicated around 2002.
I don't know. You
just
think,
carried on
you
getting
think
worse.
W204 C63.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really.
I mean...
Yeah.
Haunch, yeah.
Performance
fat,
pack,
filthy noises. Yeah.
Five hundo horsepower. Yeah. Got the performance pack. Yeah.
Old man walnut dash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very wayward, too soft suspension. Yeah.
Yeah.
A 6.3 badge with a 6.2 engine. Yes.
And then the
built by Dieter.
The SLS as well.
Oh, yeah. With the gull wings. Yeah.
Lovely.
And also, you can't buy any of those cars without a sticker that says, only milk and juice come in 2 litres.
Yes.
That or a Dodge Charger.
Yeah. There's no replacement for displacement. Etc.
Yeah.
Sounded like a fucking hillbilly Stephen Hawking. So monotone through it.
The universe is expanding.
Much like my wife's ass.
You have a very nice island, Mr. Epstein.
Good wheelchair access.
Paint me like one of your French girls, Jeffrey.
It was a rootin' tootin' time, Jeffrey. See you next time. What the fuck are we doing? Is there a gas leak in here?
I thought John was meant to make it more sensible, not worse.
But then going back to the Jap stuff then.
Do we have to?
At what age or what model... Of
model
Evo.
Oh. Six.
Six. Yeah.
Yeah.
Six.
Do you agree as well?
Yeah.
Six.
Oh, lordy.
Yeah.
Five TME.
Well, yeah.
But six.
Rocking all
you can
shit.
Get antibiotics for that, can't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Six TMEs. Oh, Lord, fucking hell.
No, six riddled. with the wide front bumper and the fog lights outboard. Yeah.
Sorry?
Oh. Yeah, so the wide front bumper, yeah, just, yeah.
And Impreza? None. Are we all in agreement there as well? I tell you, I can't tell you the difference either.
It's very, very simple. The first one, okay, the first one. The second one, they change the front and rear lights. The third one, they change the front lights. The fourth one, they change the front lights. The fifth one, they change the front lights.
Yeah, but you got classic.
As simple as that.
The sixth one, they tried to make a hatchback.
Cross
classic,
eye.
No, classic bug eye.
Boss eye.
Japs eye. Nope.
Forrest Whitaker eye.
Forrest Whitaker eye in Pretzer has got a bug eye one side.
And a hawk eye the other. And one set slightly lower than the other.
Oh, Christ. Only available in one colour. Anyway.
Always play. Always plays the same character.
Blue, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. With yellow stickers. I don't know what you could be possibly talking about.
Gold wheels.
Yeah. And a Scooby-Doo dog in the back.
Hawkeye for me. Impreza. That's the only one I like.
Blob. I like the Blob.
Is that the one with the big round lights?
No,
that's a bug.
I'll just show you the picture.
What the fuck's a blob eye then?
It's like a bug eye with a little bit extra.
Blob eye was...
comes with Noel Edmonds in the fucking mate. Passenger seat.
Is there all instead pink and yellow?
Instead of a fucking stuffed Scooby-Doo toy, it comes with a stuffed Noel Edmonds.
It's got the old beardy box opening enthusiast with him.
Right, here we go. This is a shit one I found. Just a generic picture of. But you'll get... Oh, no, that one looks really good. Bloody hell, they're really good.
Do you like an Impreza then, do you?
Scumbag, isn't he?
I do prefer...
That's true.
Scumbag, isn't he?
He is a fucking chav.
Can you see the headlight from there?
Oh, yeah.
Distinctly unimpressed John voice.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Hawkeye is way nicer.
Hawkeye is the best looking one, I think.
But I like an Evo 6 and an 8. I don't like the 7 so much.
When I was younger, I liked the 7.
Yeah.
And it just looks a bit...
Didn't the 7 come with factory Lexus-style lights? Because that was the thing back then,
I think
then,
it did.
And the 8 didn't. It came with, like, its own... same shape, but... Hawk.
Yeah, that's a Hawkeye. Yeah.
You're right.
Right.
That's it, I think.
Thank you very much
for listening. You're going to boot off about this.
Again.
As usual. I would have an Impreza over an Evo.
Would you?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
What, because you haven't got a service set every 2 minutes? Oh, dribble to the shop, needs an oil change.
I reckon...
Oh, diff oil's due. Why?
Yeah.
Oh, turbo's just failed. We're going down the road. Fuck
imagine
me.
If you sold your Audi where the engine has to come out every time you do something. You buy an Evo and you have to service it every time you look at it.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I just think maybe if I drove an Evo, I'll be like, yes. But to me, they're just cool, yeah, whatever. But I'm more of a Scooby man. Maybe because I am thick. Maybe.
Set or...
Both.
In the brain.
Yeah, thick up here and in the middle.
All right. So while we're on the subject of rally cars, because they are both rally cars, what Japanese homologation special would you have?
22B. It's the only answer.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you are right on that.
Yeah, 22B is a strong choice. I know they're not the best road car, but I do like an ST205 Celica.
I knew you were going to say Celica. I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you.
But I like a 185 as well, to be fair. That's a 182, but it's not four-wheel drive one, but it looks like that.
The listeners can't see it. The 185 on the wall, you mean?
You mean the 182 that you and your dad took
they
to the ring in 2011.
It's a 185. Let's lie to the listeners for a change.
Spat fire like a 185, that thing, if
it
I remember
did,
rightly.
Yeah. That thing's cool.
It was. For 130 horsepower, it went quite well as well.
It was 15 years ago.
I know.
I went to the Nürburgring before it was cool.
Yes. When it was quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could actually do a tourist and farting and not be... Oh, Lord, it's making noise.
So why 22B then?
Because it's the coolest
just,
one.
Just because it looked cool or because...
Yeah, everything about it.
All of it.
I don't know.
Iconic looking car.
I
think it was the best looking version of an iconic car they made 1,500,000 different fucking versions of.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you couldn't keep up to date with anything.
No, you couldn't. Not back then.
WRX and STI, Type RA, fucking this, that. And you ever tell me, who was he called?
P1. Yeah.
Robbie Burns or something, some Scottish fella.
RB5,
that was it. Not Robbie Burns, he was a Scottish man. What was he called?
Richard Burns.
Richard. Sad demise, God rest him.
Dickie Burns.
It does apparently after a while. He gets antibiotics for that as well. Burn. Yeah. Any other rally-based questions? You're a bit of a rally nerd, aren't you?
I'm
No. Not so much modern rally.
No.
But then neither am I.
A little bit... I know the machines are impressive. I know the drivers are impressive. They've always been impressive rally drivers, haven't they, let's be honest.
Yes. Absolute lunatics.
The modern cars are just... meh.
They're not, though.
No, they're not meh. They're incredible bits of machinery. I just can't be that interested in them.
Oh, I don't know. Somehow
I just can't be like...
actually, genuinely... do not understand that from you. Of all the people.
So many people.
I do not understand it. With the noises that they make, the fucking...
I think...
everything about them.
I think it's also because it's really difficult to watch. Like, find somewhere to watch the damn stuff.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, I mean, ITV4 still play the highlights.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not, and it's not at, like... fucking,
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 12 o'clock in the morning for 12 minutes.
Yeah,
I think in this day and age, YouTube, I think you can get a lot.
Yeah,
of
I think
that.
YouTube.
I mean, obviously, Shuffle's
been
a man to ask.
Yeah, he would. Yeah,
I think I did ask. There's a lot of it behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which, shocker.
The problem is, and this is an obvious problem, is you can't get into something to be able. To, you can't warrant the pay because
if you don't know, you're not into it. Yeah.
Well, I don't see any of it, so why would I pay the fucking money? Yeah. No one's going to pay the money. They need to have something. I mean, I know it's obviously what they would like as well, but they need something that's easily accessible.
Yeah.
That people can go, fucking brilliant. Where can I see more of this? Oh, £24 a month. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll pay for that. That seems cool.
Yeah.
You know, like NASCAR, you can, you know, you have to pay to watch NASCAR in this country if you wanted. I mean, I don't mind a bit of NASCAR, but
it does get fucking tedious. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've had
Billy Buck Jr.'s gone up third.
Yeah.
Billy Buck Jr.'s still in third. That's Stephen Hawking's back again.
Obviously, I've had a lot of shit on this year, but
it's driven you to be a NASCAR fan.
No. What it has done is driven me away from Formula One.
Oh, Lottie. You haven't heard me ranting about Formula One.
I don't
you?
Think. No, I don't think the fact your year's been hectic has made
nothing
it.
To do with that,
no,
it's
just
watched,
shit.
It is.
It's
it
just
is
shit.
Literally.
It's a joke.
Even Greenbeef, who is a diehard Formula One fan,
he ain't more diehard than me. I absolutely adore that sport. I'm not taking anything away from Greenbeef. I think we're both massive Formula
One
fans.
And both of you have gone, it's fucking crap, I'm done.
I tell you what, one of the things I wouldn't say most proud of, but I've been able to exercise my Formula One knowledge to my dad and my brother, and they've been nothing but outstanding by my Formula One knowledge.
Yeah, okay.
You mean astounded?
What did I say?
Outstanded.
Yeah.
Retarded.
By my complete lack of English language. Because
English,
I live
bro.
And breathe Formula One. And I have done since I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
This is my... I'm going to give away my age here. This is my 30th season. And I grew up watching Formula One. And my earliest memory of Formula One is my dad, and I've said this before, cooking a roast dinner on a Sunday. The final race of the 96 season when Damon Hill won it. And he was in and out of the kitchen, cooking a roast, watching TV. And I was a kid, 6 years old, and I was like, when can I put the cartoons on, Dad? And he was like, I'm watching this. And he came in, and Hill had won it, and he was, oh, brilliant, fantastic, back in the kitchen to cook the roast. That's what Formula One is.
Yeah.
You know, it is a multi-million, gazillion-pound sport, but it's watched by people in family homes that support their team, support their drivers, do that sort of stuff across the globe. And I've grown up with that, and I've lived and breathed it, and I've got season reviews on a USB stick, and I just watch it, and I know it fucking inside out, and I get so excited every year, and I love the sport, and I love everything about it, and I've never in my life detested the sport in any way, shape, or form like I do now.
Yeah.
I've gone off the boil when I turned 18. Was I keeping up with every fucking race? No.
No.
Don't know what was going on? No.
Yeah, Birmingham
I was too busy, you know.
BMWs crash.
Crashing BMWs and... desperately trying to get a girl to talk to me, you know, and I don't even know where to begin.
No,
and I will defend Formula One until the cows come home. I'll especially defend it to you, but I've left with no choice on the episodes you weren't here, and I'm as obviously reasons, but I was gutted you weren't here because I wanted to vent my frustrations with you. Instead, I had to vent my frustrations to a man who doesn't even like the fucking sport anyway, which only fueled it even further. But I was so, so angry with the sport that I was more than happy to slag it off to somebody who already hates it, who I spent the last god fucking how long saying, just watch the fucking highlights on YouTube. Yeah.
Effectively preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
And everyone is in agreement.
Yeah.
There's not a single person, apart from Toto Wolff and George Russell.
No, shocker.
Those two fucking men.
Is that because they're winning?
Yeah,
right, that's why.
Yeah. And George Russell, the prick that he is. Well, Max Verstappen wasn't complaining when we were all dealing with porpoising because he had a car that worked. Now the table to change doesn't like it. No, you're only fucking dancing the dance because you're winning, you Burke.
Yeah.
I guarantee if you were, not turning into Pete, but fast, slow, slow, fast, so fast,
what,
slow.
What have Mercedes done different then?
I don't know. I don't care.
Cheaters!
Basically, yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Make a new.
I don't actually know. They've just got it right, I guess.
Yeah.
But they warned, when the season started, they said, this is dangerous. You have cars doing drastically different speeds on the track.
Yeah.
This is not good.
No.
This isn't multi-class racing. This is Formula One on tracks designed for cars of a similar speed and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
There was going to be a serious crash if we're not careful. Third race of the season,
boom,
a serious crash.
Yeah.
Because of this fucking whole speed deficit thing. Because from what I can gather, and because I don't care enough, and I'm pissed off enough as it is, I've not researched it, and I don't want to research it, I don't give a flying fuck at the minute. From what I can gather, the engine's doing so much work. The battery is then working as some kind of extra boost, which then boosts them up. The second that extra boost wears off, it's back down to the top capacity of what the engine can do. So it's again. And everyone can use it at different points on the track, which means everyone's doing 30 kilometres more than the other guy, sort of anywhere, really.
Mm. Yeah.
And you have to harvest this and lift and coast that. When you were ranting about lift and coast, I thought you just meant, save your tyres, Dave. Mind the fuel load and all that bollocks. No, they have to lift and coast to recharge the battery. Fucking battery. Yeah. This isn't racing.
No.
I don't care. I know we're a bit late to the fucking thing about ranting about it, but this isn't racing. This isn't what I signed up for. This isn't any fucking
And it
thing.
Is a fucking procession as well.
It is.
You know, that's
it's,
the...
It's a procession, but you've got umpteen fake overtakes because he's gone... You know, he's gone...
Yeah.
You know the Nitro thing? When you played games back in the day, you had Nitro.
Need for Speed Underground.
If you drifted around a corner enough, your Nitro went up.
Yeah.
It is no different to that. So Nitro, and back to normal.
Yeah.
And another guy goes, Nitro.
That's why after the first race, when you posted that thing up from the on the Discord, from the Formula One page, 140, and I was like, most of those were in the first fucking 12 laps when Leclerc and whoever it was swapped places at every corner.
There was three drivers battling for the lead, and it was literally, if it was driver A, B and C, it was driver A in the lead, driver C in the lead, driver B in the lead, driver A, B, C, 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 B, A, C, C, B, A, C, B, A, to watch this fucking shit.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how it was. And I thought, fuck me. Then after the second race, I was like, well, he's just gonna go past him, and the guy's just been overtaken in any minute now.
Yeah,
it's fucking Nitro boost going on.
Crap, isn't it?
I watched the Chinese Grand Prix, and I was like,
is that the one that had to crash, wasn't it? I think it was. Or was it the one before that?
No, I think it was the one after China. China.
China.
I think it was. But anyway, I watched the Chinese Grand Prix.
Yeah,
and I was like, because I only watched the highlights of the Australian, the full length highlights though, and I was like, I don't know if this is the highlights. I mean, the race must have been a bit fucking dull.
Mm.
And then,
oh no, they've accidentally showed us the lowlights here.
And then I watched the highlights. I watched the actual race of the Chinese Grand Prix, and I was like, something has got to change because this is fucking litter.
Yeah.
This is absolute litter. And he's going to go down past it. Oh, he's gone all the way around the outside in turn one. What a brave move. Oh, to turn three. Oh, he's taking the place back.
And he's done.
Yeah.
He's taking the place back. What? How? How is it? Well, because the car behind used all of his fucking nitro boost down the start-finish straight, and the car in front didn't. So then he couldn't overtake in the second corner. And after the third corner, there was a straight with DRS and overtake.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's a completely fictional fucking... It's a fictional track position then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just bollocks, yeah. Isn't it?
But people used to say, oh, DRS, it's a fake overtake, it's a fake overtake. Now look at us.
Yeah.
I had no issue with DRS.
No, I didn't,
because
actually.
You had to... I don't know if you know.
Be within 1 second, wasn't it?
Had to be within 1 second, which is fine, because you had to be close enough to be within the 1 second gap.
Yeah.
And then, just because you had DRS...
Which means
DRS,
you gained on them anyway at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had to try hard to be with... And the driver in front knew... Fuck, if he gets within a second of me...
He's passed.
He's got DRS.
Yeah.
So I need to hot-foot it away from him, keep a one-second gap. But the DRS didn't necessarily guarantee an overtake.
No.
It would help, but it wouldn't guarantee anything.
No.
But then the problem is... Well, I say problem. This is why I liked it, or didn't hate it, is car goes past because you had DRS. As long as the car that's just been overtaken stays within a second, he'll get DRS as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of cat and mouse. It's chess, not checkers. And it was good. I liked it. I didn't mind it. Oh, fake overtakes. Now we've got this.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, literally, it's this.
Yeah. Like I say,
all
it's,
race long.
It's completely fictional track position, is what it is. Mm-hmm. It is completely fictional, all of it. And, yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I watched the highlights of the third race, which was the one with the big crash.
Mm-hmm.
And when I it was Albon, wasn't it, that crashed?
I honestly can't remember.
I think it was Albon. Or was it Gasly? Anyway, whichever one it was.
Two people.
Whenever I saw the crash, I was like, inevitable.
Mm.
Obviously going to happen.
Yeah.
It was like a 75 km/h speed difference
coming
into the same corner.
They come round the corner, he basically was like, fuck.
Nowhere to go. Avoided. Yeah, or somewhere to go, yeah.
Crash. Whoa, quite a hot, heavy impact.
Yeah.
And so because of that, the FIA released a statement saying, we're going to review it. We were going to review it anyway. But in light of the crash, I've never read a statement in my life where it said so much and so little all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've like, that's a lot of words to say very little. And I had to read it about four times. Like, after the fourth time, I mean, don't get me wrong, I ain't the cleverest bloke in an empty room. And I'm like, what are they even trying to say here? And it was essentially, we're going to review it, but we always planned on reviewing it after a few races anyway, so we're going to do it now.
Right, yeah, okay.
If they do anything with it, who fucking knows? But something drastic needs to change. What they need to do is go drop the bollock there.
Yep.
We tried something, didn't work. We're going to turn down the battery, turn up the engine.
Yeah.
That's what they got to fucking do. I mean, it's as simple as that. But this whole, I cannot stand this whole, like, oh yeah, it's fine. I mean, what I don't like as well, and this is what I mentioned in my rant, FOM have been fucking censoring what we see as viewers.
Mm.
So the graphic they have at the bottom has been freezing. So when it starts to bog down, the graphic freezes so it stays the same speed. It doesn't show it. Because all the people... This is the thing, is they have social media to answer to now.
Yeah.
Social media has many sins.
In real fucking time as well.
Yeah. Social media has many sins, but it can call out things like this pretty fucking fast.
But it's the real time element of it. It's like, did anyone else see that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then
they can screen record it, videoing their TV.
Next thing you know,
more.
It's gone around the world.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're doing that. They're cutting away at the points of the track.
Yeah.
You know, the onboard cuts away. Things like, I go, just fucking hold your hands up and say, we've got the bollock here. They changed rules before. They introduced, I remember years ago, I don't know why this sticks in my head, but they introduced a new qualifying thing. Fucking hell, dull. It wasn't exciting as they thought it was going to be. They changed something and basically everyone stayed in the pits until the last fucking few minutes and set a blistering lap and that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. This hasn't worked then. Oh, and they went, this doesn't work, we're changing it back.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
No.
It's killing the sport. No one cares.
No.
Look what they've done to my boy. You know?
Yeah, no, it is tricky, isn't it, to sort of sit back and just watch it turn to shit.
Yeah.
And you just think like this, there is so much, and this is going to get a little bit political, but I find it absolutely astonishing that so much of this is all to do with carbon neutral.
Ugh.
You know, there's more the cars are generating their own energy that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are still using an internal combustion engine. they're far more efficient than they've ever been for using fuel and blah, blah, blah. And it's, yeah, it's all going to be carbon neutral, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we've all got to do our bit for the environment. We've got to save the planet, except for we're going to drop 74 bombs a day. All right, we just fucking forget about that, shall we?
Yeah.
And all of the fucking military stuff that is going on.
Yeah,
that's doing the environment the world of good, isn't
it? Well, the thing is, if you want to get into it, motorsport is fairly pointless.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
entertainment.
Yeah. It's entertainment. It's quite pointless.
And we're waving.
We all like it. It's all, it used to be manufacturers waving their cocks at each other, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it probably still is in Formula One, but in other series, it's less so. It's more who's got enough money to buy a drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. But if you want to get into it and you want to have virtue signalling drivers going, yeah, we need to save the world, looking at you, Lewis Hamilton. We need to save the world and carbon neutral and yada, yada, yada. It's like, stop racing.
Yeah. Give up your private jet.
Give up your private jet. Stop racing.
Yeah.
Just live a fucking semi-normal life that...
Yeah, your new girlfriend's full of microplastics.
Yeah.
Meaning her ass.
has minimal impact on the world. If you're into all that,
yeah.
Stop racing. Because carting all that shit all around the world, it's just pointless.
Yes.
You're doing it for no good reason.
Yeah.
But it's more of a... Well, when I say we need to save the world, what I mean is I quite like my private jet, and I quite like...
Yeah, you need to...
Yeah, as I say, when I say we, I mean
you. Lot. Yeah, you lot need to...
Stop looking at me, you.
Yeah, you.
You man who commutes to work and then goes home and sort of, does some car...
Might have a pizza once a week.
Yeah, you're the problem.
Yeah.
Did you recycle that pizza box? You in a jet, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's irrelevant what I do. But, I think that
Why are they not
also...
flying the flag of sustainable fuel? You touched on that, about the synthetic fuel, sustainable fuel, whatever. Why?
Because
in motorsport,
in
life, why are we having
in Formula
electricity
One,
rammed down our throat, which is clearly not any cleaner than fucking anything else, because it needs to come from somewhere.
But in Formula One, the budgets are so massive, the fact that synthetic fuel is expensive is irrelevant.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's fucking irrelevant to them. I could see it in something like touring car, because they'd be like, well, the budget. But... Yeah.
Well,
in Formula One,
I always think back to this sort of thing when Audi, when they were doing the LM class cars
with diesel,
and they were like, "Yeah, we're going to put diesel in it," and everyone was like, "Fucking,
really?
Fucking diesel race car,
fucking reeky old boys."
Oh, it's one everything. Shit.
They haven't stopped the fuel yet.
Why haven't they put fuel in yet? They've done 30 more laps than us.
Yeah, at the same pace.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Didn't that get banned after that year?
No.
No, then Toyota jumped... Peugeot jumped on it.
Peugeot jumped on it, yeah.
They had a V12 HDI engine.
Fuck yeah.
Just took some 1.6 HDIs and just glued
them together.
Yeah.
Not even a 2-litre HDI.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why?
This is the other thing as well, though. Like with it, stuff within the FIA as well is so difficult, where things get capped and penalised instantly. And I know I'm going back onto EV stuff here, but there was... I'm trying to think which frigging team it was now. But in the Formula E, in one of the years, it said in the rules that the cars had to have no more than two electric motors. And everyone ran one motor, and that was it. They ran one motor, and it was something to do with... It was an awful lot like what Ford did in the WRC days, when they were like, this is the restrictor, you can't...
That was Toyota.
That was Toyota.
Ford did it as well.
No, Ford done something with their bumper, didn't they?
Ford did it with putting the US spec bumper on it to store boost, and then a button to open a valve and have pressurised air straight down the engine.
And anyway, I'm trying to think.
This is a bypassing effect, yeah.
Was it? I don't know if it was Nissan or Renault. But anyway, I was watching this little 15 or 20 minute documentary about about this or YouTube video about this engineering, and it was fucking incredible that this company came up with a miniature electric motor to effectively give overcharge and overboost.
Right.
Mm. And this little mini motor span an obscene, like fucking obscene RPM.
Mm-hmm.
Like mental. It was something like 30,000 RPM this thing did. And really? they ended up having to enclose it in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it wasn't in a vacuum, the spindle on it would expand.
Yeah.
And it would literally explode. Shake itself to pieces. Yeah. And anyway, this whichever team it was, from the get-go, in qualifying, they absolutely fucking dominated. Absolutely dominated it immediately. Mm. Like, 1-2 starting grid was those two cars.
Yeah.
Every time, without fail, by a good second and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Something obscene. But in actual race trim, it was very unreliable. That something would break. Yeah, something
bang a qualifier in, but it couldn't go the distance. Yeah.
And anyway, they got 2/3 through the season before they had their first in points finish.
Yeah.
Because they just kept having DNFs or do not starts as well, some of them, and et cetera, et cetera. And they kept bringing these little upgrades, and right at the end of the season, they won three races, both cars won P1, P2,
mm-hmm.
three races. They just got it, like, nailed. And then the next year, the FIA outruled it.
Yeah.
They said, no, it's one motor. That's all you can have now. And it's like, why are you limiting this? Why are you capping... You know, because the Formula E stuff, as we all know, is very, very much, this is it. This is what you can use, this much power
mm-hmm.
per lap,
yeah.
and you can store this much, and you can harvest this much, and et cetera, et cetera. And that was within the rules, and it was completely, like, groundbreaking. And as soon as they realised that those two cars were going to fucking dominate it, they went, nah.
Well, you've got two choices, which is let everyone do it or let none of them do it.
Yeah.
And I just think, where's the progression if you're just going to go, oh, nah.
Yeah.
Well, no, let everyone else do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, on the subject of Formula E, Max Verstappen said Formula One now, it's like Formula E on steroids, which it is. It's like Formula E's big brother now.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be.
We already have the electric championship.
And no one gives a fuck about that either.
No one gives a fuck about that, let's be real.
No.
Influencers and some sort of busybodies. That's about
it. Well, it's only because they're paid to fucking promote it. It's the only reason they give a shit. But no one else actually gives a fuck. I mean, how many times have we brought up Formula E on this podcast?
Yeah, none.
That might be the first time.
Yeah. Disgrace that we have.
Yeah, I feel a bit dirty now.
But you know how, like...
Just scrub my eyes with bleach.
What I think they should do, right, is you know how there was a time, I know they still do it, where manufacturers, like car manufacturers, they had to have like an average, like, CO2 thing.
Fleet emissions. Remember that? Yeah.
And that's why, like, Aston Martin bought in the Signet and all the rest of it. Yeah. Right? I think it should be looked upon, Formula 1 and Formula E should, like, merge.
Yeah.
And as a hot, like, as an average, the Formula E boys are using fuck all. Because it's all electric, which means the Formula One boys, V10s, you know what I mean? Or whatever, fucking V8s or whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
V10 turbos.
Lordy.
Fuck
they ever run them?
No, I don't think they have.
Okay.
I think if you had a turbo, it had to be... Oh, no, they're all 1.5 litre, aren't they?
Six, I think, 1.6. I think back in the day, they were 1.5.
Back in the day, maybe the... I think you could have, like, I can't remember what the regs were.
1.5 V6 turbo, wasn't it, back in the day?
Yeah, and was it like 2 litre if you had multi-cylinder naturally aspirated? I can't remember. But whatever it was, I think that's how they sort of tried to make it fairer. Mm. But
Yeah.
But I just think you got the Formula E boys. If the Formula E wants to exist to bring the average of the emissions for Formula One down, cool. Formula E's been going a long time.
Yeah.
There's clearly...
and following.
And following whoever she is. I don't think there is. I think it's more for manufacturers to develop shit and yeah. that's how stuff becomes good and that's how they can get range and blah, blah, blah.
Well, because the problem is, all this, that idea is all well and good, except for the cars going around the track isn't what's making all the emissions that they're worried about.
No,
it's the tyres and the brakes.
It's the tyres, the brakes, and moving all the shit around the world that's causing the emissions.
And this is the funny thing is, Formula One seasons used to be 16 races long.
Yeah.
24 fucking races long now.
Jesus. Yeah, they literally go from March to November.
Why
now.
Are you banging the drum about emissions whilst adding more fucking tracks to the racing calendar?
Which means more hauling all the
Which
shit
means
everywhere.
More hauling. There's 20 fucking teams at the minute.
Yeah.
And especially when they do 21 teams now. When they do the fucking weird shit that they do, where they do Saudi Arabia and then go to Texas and then come back for Azerbaijan and then go to fucking
Las Vegas
and then come back for fucking Brazil or whatever, and then
exactly,
Abu Dhabi. Fuck me.
Not exactly. Or
Miami,
efficient.
That's the other one, isn't it?
Do Asia, do Europe, do America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I mean, why they haven't hired us free to run the fucking circus, I'll never know. Got enough clowns in there as it
Imagine
is.
Imagine it if we set the rules.
Lordy.
That would be brilliant.
We need to want to keep introducing 80s technology.
So, it would basically be 1,200 horsepower. That's it. Don't care. Don't care how you do it.
You have a minimum weight and you have 1,200 horsepower as a maximum. Yeah. You don't give a fuck what you do.
No.
Any engine configuration you want.
Whatever you want.
Turbo, NA, whatever.
Whatever you want. You'd want turbos and boost controlled by a massive knob on the dash,
wouldn't
you?
Fucking right.
Active aero everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
See
Active
all of the
suspension, the fucking lot.
All of them with the DRS and everything just fucking, literally everything just holds flat and it's just like
getting slippery.
120 kilometre an hour difference with DRS on.
Except for DRS just folds the car completely flat, like you say. Driver does that, he's like, got periscope to look out of.
But you know, going back to what we were saying about fabricated stuff, have you ever watched Formula E, genuinely?
No.
Again, another thing that is completely fucking fabricated with it. Because they've got this thing,
is that
you
the
know,
zoom marker? They run over like a...
Yes.
Like in the game.
I was going to say... So
what,
you know,
like Mario
you know the,
Kart?
You know
genuinely.
The, fuck
you know the
off.
Joker, the Joker lap that they've got to do on Rallycross.
Rallycross, yeah.
There's basically boost lines that you can take. So if you... a hairpin comes around, and obviously the racing line is out here into the apex and across again. But if you want to take that extra boost, you've got to run it all the way around the outside of the... Well, that hasn't generated... It's not Scalextric's car.
Do they fire red shells at each other and it knocks them off the track?
Yep.
Yeah, and if you hit these three boosts...
And is it a blue shell, it shrinks you down and...
That's right.
Yeah, basically.
There's a
and if you hit these three...
Dinosaur.
Boost blocks throughout the lap, then you get... Whatever it is, 4 seconds of overtake.
What a load of shit.
This is some Italian plumber brothers.
Yeah.
Chasing after
brothers.
Brothers.
What a load of
Monkey
shit.
Monkey throwing barrels.
He will.
We.
Nearly.
Gorilla.
We're nearly there. As a side, I've mentioned this before. You know the Mario brothers? Their surname is Mario. Because they are the Mario brothers.
Yeah.
Which means his name is Luigi Mario and Mario Mario.
Japanese logic.
That seems stupid.
It does. Japanese people for you.
Mm.
They can make a very clever toilet. They cannot name Italian plumber brothers. Brothers. Should we call it? Because you were looking at your watch.
Yeah, I need to go.
Can we talk about refuel first before you go?
Well, you can, but I
you can
there.
Listen because you weren't there.
Okay.
Refuel happened.
Cars and stuff.
Auto Alex, our arch rival.
Well, you're.
How small is he in real life?
They're all quite short, and that's coming from a short man.
No, they're not all short.
They weren't as tall as I thought they were going to be.
They look like just shrunk down people. Dwarfs, I think.
In fairness, I have met Alex before at Haynes.
First name terms.
and who we are.
First name Auto.
Yeah, I was literally about to say Auto his surname.
It's Kiskenblickenberg, isn't it? What's his surname? Begins with K.
Kirsten.
Kirsten.
That sounds
German.
Ain't that cool? Whoa. Oh, Berg.
No, and he was quite a bit shorter than me, and I'm only 5'7".
Yeah, with heels on.
Yeah. On in tiptoes. With your arms in the air.
Like I just don't care.
Stood on top of a Yellow Pages from the 90s. It might be 5'7".
Using a faulty tape measure.
Got the first 6 inches cut off. That's what I use for measuring my wheels.
Pecker. Yeah.
Come on, 6 inches still.
Penny's there going, your idea of 6 inches and mine are two entirely different things, Jonathan.
Oh, 6.1 inches, baby.
I did see a funny reel.
He's a grower.
Where matey, they're in a workshop, like a garage, mm-hmm. and someone's got his hands holding something up, and he shouts over to his co-worker, he said, can you get me that 12-inch extension? And he comes back with the little short one. anyway, Auto Alex.
So, well, I'll tell it because Bulge isn't
tall enough
for this ride.
He's not big enough to tell the story.
Oh, lordy.
Ankles, watch out.
So, I like it when you snort. So, Auto Alex, you may have heard of. He's got a very small YouTube channel that no one watches or anything like that.
That'd be ours.
Yeah, oh yeah, sorry. Our three subscribers, one of which is me. I think the other one's Sophie.
And me.
And
you, yeah. Four. Must be four then. Off in the world. So, Auto Alex, you haven't heard of him, he's got a YouTube channel and loads of sort of branch off YouTube channels as well. He was doing a classic car run down to Cornwall. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Down to Stives or something? I don't know.
Never heard of her.
One was in a...
I think it's Steve's.
Steve's, is it? Yeah. I thought it was his. Old VW camper with a PD-130 in it. Cool. Gets worse. An Austin Allegro. Yeah. But it had some cool wheels on it. That was okay.
And new engine.
Yeah, still
trying
Triumph
Spitfire.
A Spitfire.
Shitbox.
Shitfire.
And a Mini.
And a Mini, that was quite cool. So they headed down. On the way down, they stopped at our local Cars and Coffee event, known as Refuel, at Steamer's Cafe in Willand. Five Bridges. And we went, didn't we, Bulge?
Yeah.
And it was very last minute, literally organised the night before. Some people, Ben included, didn't quite grasp the word impromptu.
That's what I said to
him. More, some notice would have been helpful. Yes. It's like...
Someone replied saying, yeah, some notice would have been nice. And obviously Refuel would have to be all like, oh, well, we found out about it today and we printed it up instantly.
You're a fucking idiot and didn't read it properly.
So I replied, like you did to Benny, said, kind of what impromptu means, mate.
Yeah.
And I saw Dan at the event. He was like, oh, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, first name terms, is it?
He certainly wouldn't want his full name on it. And he said, thank you so much for saying what we want to say. I was like, I thought you were trying to be polite on now. I said to fucking people in Mongs. So, day before, announced. We got down there nice and early.
Yeah.
And it was ramo fast, wasn't it?
Just about got in. It was pretty much full as we got in.
I think the event started at 7, and at 7:10, it was full. No, they haven't got the biggest car park, granted. But a bit dangerous at times, because that road isn't great.
No.
And when it's queuing both ways badly...
Even though it's a 40 limit, no fucker does
that.
No.
And also...
Blind bend.
I will say about... Yeah, I don't want to... Refuel obviously know what they're doing. They're going to listen to a fucking gimp like me an hour and 15 minutes into a podcast no one listens to. They put a... Sorry, we're closed. Try again in 15 minutes sign at the actual entrance to their car park.
Yeah, nice one.
Rather than the entrance to the site.
Yeah.
So everyone drives in. Oh, they're full. Then they can't get out and... Oh, it just gets a bit mad. But it was very, 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 very busy.
Yeah.
Benny was there in his M3. listeners,
totally legal.
Listeners,
totally legal.
Yes, only mildly not.
Made it onto YouTube, so
it's probably not ideal, is it?
Yeah, we
front plate was off,
so that's why it was legal. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So listeners who aren't patrons and aren't in the Discord, this is why another fantastic. If you're this far in, sign up to the fucking Discord right now. Because if you made it this far, you're in the Patreon. What I say, I keep Discord, doing that. Yeah. Sign up to the Patreon. Because as I said earlier on, we keep talking. It's not just an hour and a half every 2 weeks. There's car updates in now. I'm posting pictures of stuff. You're posting pictures of stuff. John's there, you know. And Benny has put a picture up of his new car. And this is the first time I've mentioned it. So anyway, Benny's got an M3. Benny was there in his M3. You were there in Beth's 435D.
Yep.
I was with Benny.
He was in Benny. Maddie was not amused.
Not impressed, no. So, yeah, it was very nice. We had a nice evening. Benny made it onto YouTube. They walked around his car, and just as I suspected, for what are meant to be BMW experts, thought it was a 3-litre, not a 3.2, because it's got a pre-facelift nose cone on it. And if they knew what they're talking about, they would know that they introduced the Evo before they done the facelift, and Estrel Blue is an Evo colour, not a 3-litre colour, so...
I wouldn't have known that.
Really? Which part?
Any of it.
Any of it, really.
Oh, okay. But if you're going to stand there and go, oh, it's got a pre-facelift nose cone, so it must be the 3-litre. If you know that much...
You know Estrel Blue is an Evo colour, which means it's 3.2. Estrel Blue is
an Evo colour, and... Yeah, just because it's got a pre-facelift nose cone doesn't necessarily mean it's not an Evo.
I mean, I know a 6-speed gear knob doesn't necessarily mean it's got 6 speeds, but it's a fair indicator, isn't
it? Yeah. And they looked in the interior and went, oh, heated seats, that's rare. Which is, the switches for the heated seats are right next to the gear knob that tells it's a 6-speed.
Yeah.
And thus an Evo. But he made it onto YouTube.
He did.
Which is
something. His car did.
Yeah, he didn't. Us in the background. I spotted my face and my enthusiast jacket. But yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
I think it was fantastic for Refuel as an event, as a venue. The YouTube video up is up on Auto Alex's page. Frustratingly, though, for the venue, what they did do is just type in Refuel and gave the address for a coffee shop in Exeter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I noticed that. Yeah. It said Pinot Road, Exeter. I was like, that ain't fucking Pinot Road.
Well, I thought...
What's wrong with you?
I thought, that's annoying. They've classed it as Exeter. Because Cars and Cuppers is Exeter based.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they do not get on. No. Let it be known.
No, didn't he turn up and boot off one day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a bit.
Why do you think that was a good idea?
From what I can gather, the bloke is a bit of a knob.
Right.
And he doesn't care, literally.
No. Right.
Because he's got, you know, he's friends with two or three, like, close friends. With two or three of the guys that go there to pretty much every event with supercars.
Right.
And the thing is that they can put the pictures up of the McLaren that always goes there.
Yeah.
And of the R8 that always goes there. And of the GT3 RS that always... And it makes it look, whoa, look at that. That was fucking loads of nice cars there.
Whereas most of it's, well...
435Ds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even 330Ds, Lord. But Refuel has had F40s there.
Yeah.
They do a Supercar Sunday, which is McLaren up to the eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know. I don't really understand the beef.
No.
And I know Dan, you know Dan. He's lovely. He's a nice guy, Dan. So it's not like he's very professional in what he does. He doesn't go about it in that way. So I don't know why they bring the smoke. But anyway, I think the beef is quite hilarious. Mm. Yeah. But the fact that they put Exeter when their rival was actually based in Exeter, but they're actually based in Willand. So, yeah, but it was great. We were all too shy to talk to any of them, weren't we?
Yeah.
I think it's a mixture of shy and do I really want to? What am I going to say that anyone else hasn't said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was some weird bloke wandering around, wasn't there?
Yeah.
It was that homeless looking bloke.
It was a homeless man who's sort of known for being loud.
Yeah.
But he was also like, sort of shout whispering, wasn't he?
He was. It was like loud but quiet.
I've never seen anything like it. He was sort of shouting quietly.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Sounds stupid, but if you stood there, you go, he's shouting quietly, isn't he?
He's sort of making a lot of noise, not very loudly.
Okay.
Honestly, if you can you imagine that?
Ish.
It's, I don't know how else to explain
like
it.
A quiet version of Whiteford.
It wasn't irritating.
It wasn't a floppy-haired wanker.
Nothing about meat, cheese, or a bun, from what I can gather, really.
All white like the colour, Ford like the car. Do like a Whiteford-ism.
Oh, I do.
They are good.
I know, like calling Alexander Whiteboard, because he went to a Drift and Drag event once, and they wrote, and he said, name... Alexander, no, Alex Whiteford. And so he wrote down Alexander Whiteboard. I don't know why.
And it stuck.
Really?
That was about 10
me.
Years ago and it just stuck. Whiteboard?
Because he put a picture up saying brilliant. And I saw it and fucking laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, I think that's it. I do have some mild compact updates, but we'll save them for next time.
I got to go, mate.
Well, no, we'll save them for next time. We're an hour and 20 in. That's absolutely fine. You've got to shoot.
Yeah.
And Lordy, quarter turn.
Yeah.
Shit, son.
Thanks so much. Well, thank you so much for joining us, John. I hope the listener appreciates it, but with what you've got going on, it's incredible that you're here and able to function and join us and have a hoot, and we're so glad to have you here. And we kind of needed you here because we couldn't do another one with just me and Bolt. We would have lost our 7 listeners fast.
Well, I made it Kari.
Yeah, it was very Kari this episode. Mm. If this is your first episode, they ain't like this at all ever.
Lower your expectations.
We hardly farted. There was no knob gags.
There was a couple.
Some, yeah, there was some. Bulge's height section was good. I enjoyed that.
And Bulge wasn't racist this time.
I've never been racist.
He's normally quite...
Yeah, he was only sort of like... level 2 compared to like on a scale of like 1 to 10 he was a 2 rather than a 6.
Yeah.
Sometimes on a scale 7. Of 1 to Holocaust denier, I'm not Niall.
We won't get into that now. Bulge, say bye.
No.
John, say no.
No.
Oh, what?
Bye.
Niall, say no bye. Bye no. Lock your lights.
Can't get the binoculars out.
Right, press stop with you, for fuck's sake.
Ciao.
Turn it off.